Upstate Medical University in Syracuse, New York invites you to be the informed patient with the podcast that features experts from Central New York's only academic medical center. I'm your host, Amber Smith. More and more, people are turning to artificial intelligence or chatbots for help with all kinds of things, including help making healthy food choices. Here with me to talk about incorporating this kind of nutrition advice into primary care office visits is Dr. Kaushal Nanavati. He's a doctor of family medicine, director of integrative medicine, and assistant dean of wellness at Upstate. Welcome back to The Informed Patient, Dr. Nanavati.
Thank you for having me, Amber. It's been a while. I'm glad to be back.
So how are you incorporating AI into your practice?
So AI, or artificial intelligence, as we say, is a great opportunity for us to, even at the basic level, collect information relevant to the patient. So based on a patient's health history, their lab values, their personal preferences, the easiest place for me in family medicine where I've been able to incorporate has been, especially with nutrition guidance. And I'm going to put a disclaimer that, you know, what we offer is not necessarily the same as what a nutritionist would or a registered dietitian would. And yet this is a great first step and a bridge towards getting people more help when they need it. So for somebody with diabetes, heart disease, hypertension, high cholesterol, thyroid condition, arthritis, inflammation, digestive issues, we actually use the benefit of AI in the office while they're with us to actually come up with a list of options for healthy foods for them, from everything from ingredients to recipes to their budget, and being sensitive to that to create a grocery list so that they can actually leave the office in a primary care setting with tangible, actionable information relevant to their health and their nutrition on the same day versus some generic information that may not necessarily be specific or tailored to their needs as well.
And so you still might have individual patients that you would send to a registered dietitian.
Absolutely. I think, you know, obviously there's a big need. We don't have enough of them in the area as well. And sometimes it takes a little while to get in. And so this can be a nice bridge where people can start same day, because when we make referrals, that can take some time to get people in, insurance, approvals, et cetera. And in the interim, what are they doing? And while we give general information, utilizing AI, we can actually give specific recipes that people can actually go home and make that day, depending on what their resources are and what their availability of food access is. But even with that in mind, we can give them recipes that they themselves can enact and use on the same day, which I think is a game changer in so many ways. Having practiced in Central New York, at least for the last 29 years, I've been giving a lot of advice to a lot of patients regarding their nutrition, especially as an integrative medicine physician, family physician, wellness-oriented, whether it was with integrative oncology or integrative family medicine. And this tool has helped me to now actually give, you know, a one-week, a two-week menu with recipes, with ingredients, being sensitive to their food preferences, food allergies, medications that they take. And again, AI is not perfect, and we always have to check our sources and resources that are mentioned when we ask for references. But all of that being said, it definitely helps to put together information in a much more easy and direct way. That becomes a great starting point, putting us much further ahead in getting people to actually make that initial change, simply because they have something that's actionable when they leave.
And from the patient's point of view, I mean, I could try to put together some chatbot questions in my home, but I would feel so much better that my medical provider is going over the information with me and making sure that it's accurate and that it's good for me.
I think that's a great point, because with artificial intelligence, the thing we're learning is this concept of what they call prompt engineering, which is the information you get is based on the question that you ask. Because it's not actually an intelligence of its own at this point, though people are working on, you know, creating protocols and things that help with decision making. But at this base level, fundamentally, just to say, give me a 2-week healthy menu is different than saying, give me a 2-week menu for somebody with diabetes who has a sensitivity to shellfish and prefers not to have zucchini, right? For example, I love zucchini, so I'm not, you know, bashing on zucchini by any means. But the point is, we can actually get very specific. And when we do, the information we get is much more specific and much more potentially valuable to our patients, because now it's something that you're going to get more excited about because it's something you like to have. And, you know, we can account for things like cultural differences and nuances as well in terms of the foods, where sometimes I might not know as much, but at least in the universe of information out there, AI can pull some of that information together. I can then have a nice conversation with the patient, and if it makes sense for them and for their health, then it becomes a win-win.
And also, if I leave my doctor's office with recipes and a grocery list, I'm probably more likely to follow through.
Exactly. Because again, some of the barriers are, well, they just told me not to eat fats. And it's like, well, there's healthy fat and there's unhealthy fat, right? So oftentimes we would simply give broad stroke advice, knowing one, that there are time restrictions, and two, oftentimes knowledge restrictions on the part of the provider, not through any fault of their own, but because we don't all know everything, right? And so to have a tool that gives us better information, and not perfect, but better information, gets us further ahead, and that becomes very valuable.
This is Upstates, the Informed Patient Podcast. I'm your host, Amber Smith. I'm talking with Upstate Assistant Dean of Wellness, Dr. Kaushal Nanavati, about using artificial intelligence to help with nutrition. Can we go through some examples of how this might work? Like, would you use it for someone who needs to reduce sodium, say? And what might that look like?
So absolutely. So, you know, if you went to an AI platform, there are many, but I'll just, for example, say ChatGPT, since that's the one everyone, you know, often talks about. And in the prompt, put in the request to say that I would like a menu for somebody with, let's say, hypertension who needs to control their sodium. You can give the amount of sodium that you want them to have throughout the day. You can even specifically say I would like to have so many calories per meal, and that I would like to have recipes and ingredients and the health benefit of the ingredients, and then a grocery list or this meal regimen with 1 week's worth of recipes for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snack per day, with a maximum of 1,500 or 1,800 calories per day. And the menu comes out with the information, with the ingredients and the value and health benefit of the ingredients. And again, you know, the one thing is, at home, if somebody does this, they may or may not have the knowledge to know how true or untrue the information is. And while generally for basic information, it tends to be very valuable, if you're going to get more specific about health benefits and those types of things, you probably want to show that and review that with your health provider, because sometimes with AI, the thing we know is that sometimes data is made up. AI is trying to give you an answer. And in some instances, studies have been made up. Open quotes, facts, close quotes have been made up. And so you have to be careful. But in general terms, this knowledge base and access point of artificial intelligence definitely becomes a game changer. We're moving the meter on nutrition and the steps that sometimes becomes a barrier for people, which is, I don't know what to cook. I don't know how to cook it. I don't know where to get it. And for my budget, I don't know how to do it. We can actually overcome all those barriers in a matter of seconds, simply by putting in the right information that's relevant for the patient, mentioning the barriers and that we want to overcome them. And it's impressive the way in which that information comes together.
Could this potentially be used for patients who want to lose weight?
Absolutely. Especially when we think about, you know, weight loss is a complex thing. It's not just about calories necessarily, though we say 3,500 calories is approximately 1 pound. But there's a nutrition piece of what you eat when, There's the exercise and physical fitness piece. And what we know with weight loss is that early on, nutrition can have a good impact on reducing weight by restricting calories. For the long term, the physical exercise is a necessary piece for sustaining this. And then we think about people's health conditions, such as thyroid condition, polycystic ovary condition. And these are all conditions that tend to make it more difficult to lose weight. So to work with somebody with some health conditions that might be rate limiting, to work with them in terms of health habits or personal habits that may be rate limiting, and then to be able to craft a plan addressing each component in an efficient manner, AI, I think, is going to be a game changer. And over time, what we'll see is the ability, even in our health information systems, to be able to engage with patients in a way where if they opt in, let's say with our medical record system, Epic, if somebody has diabetes and thyroid condition or polycystic ovary and wants to lose weight, what we can even do is if they opt in, be able to give them, you know, a recipe of the week or a weekly menu or daily reminders and affirmations and positive support emotionally and encouragement that they can then get to continue to bring them back. Because oftentimes we get disenchanted or disheartened. Sometimes if we kind of fall off the discipline habit, then it's hard to get back on. But if we have an AI coach of sorts, right, who can work with us and then be responsive to how we're doing that day, then that's going to also be an opportunity to enhance actual health, right, beyond just health care, actual health for people in their daily lives.
So far, what has the feedback been from patients?
They're amazed. Patients are surprised. And then, you know, sometimes people are like, oh, man, you already came up with the answer before I could even say no. And so we sometimes joke about it with patients. But most patients, if not all, have left feeling grateful that they're able to actually get something more tangible than general advice. And several patients have said, this is incredible because people tell me broad strokes, eat less carbs as the day goes on, and eat your fiber and healthy fat and healthy protein. I don't know what that means, right? And so then I leave more confused than I walked in. And so I just go back to doing what I was doing. Now they actually know what that is, what it looks like. They can visualize it because they've got the recipe right there. And, you know, that makes a big difference. There's, you know, a website called the Healthy Eating Plate from Harvard. And we've talked about it on the show several times before. That is an evidence-based resource with recipes and explanations on what carbs are, what proteins are, what fats are, and the value of all of these as part of our comprehensive meal regimen. And now we have a tool, and several of them actually, that can actually help people to do everything from tracking what they eat to crafting menus. You can even take a picture of what's inside your fridge right now, and based on that, it'll make recipes. And if you ask for healthy recipes based on what's in my fridge, then it'll use the ingredients that are thought to be healthier, right? And, you know, even if it's 80% accurate, that's better than not knowing at all.
Very true. Well, this is exciting. I thank you so much for making time to tell us about it.
Yeah, I mean, as you can see from my voice, I'm excited because I think, you know, I'm somebody who in integrative medicine, lifestyle medicine, family medicine, generally speaking, you know, what we call just good medicine. You always want to give the power back to the people. And we think about nutrition and physical exercise and stress management and their own sense of contentment and peace and spiritual wellness as being, you know, the foundational pillars for people's health. And to now have tools that can support this in a much more efficient manner, and it really gives people the ability to take actionable steps to improve their health immediately, that really excites me in terms of where we can go with improving overall knowledge content, as well as skill set development over time.
My guest has been Dr. Kaushal Nanavati, a doctor of family medicine, director of integrative medicine, and assistant dean of wellness at Upstate. The Informed Patient is a podcast covering health, science, and medicine, brought to you by Upstate Medical University in Syracuse, New York, and produced by Jim Howe, with sound engineering by Bill Brokel and graphic design by Dan Cameron. Find our archive of previous episodes at upstate.edu/informed. If you enjoyed this episode, please invite a friend to listen. You can also rate and review the Informed Patient podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you tune in. This is your host, Amber Smith, thanking you for listening.